Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
All right, every week in the feed, we're joined by Nick Johnston from Vanyaland.com. You can read all the stuff there about TV and movies and everything you can watch. So we always hear about things that are coming out this week. Nick, I really quick want to get some quick predictions about the Oscars this weekend, too, from you.
I was going to mention that, too. I'll give you some quick predictions and also throw out a plug.
Nice.
Let's see. So, yeah, I just recently published my yearly Oscar gambling column.
Oh, fun.
Because... yeah, it's pretty silly. I don't really care personally too much about awards. So I found the way to make them fun for me to write about was to take lines from sports books and then just write about it like I was writing about the NFL scores on Sunday.
Nice.
You know, the betting favorites at the moment are interesting. We've got Everything Everywhere All at Once is the favorite. People are pretty hyped on that movie, and I'm pretty sure that it's probably going to win Best Picture.
So you can read that at Vanyaland.com. I'll link up to it, too, on the blog post at star999.com if people want to read that.
Absolutely. It's a fun time. I have a great time writing this column every year, and we got lots of jokes and other stuff in there as well for everybody. And maybe, who knows, maybe it'll help you win your Oscars office pool or something like that if you like my thinking in it. We've been right most of the time, funnily enough.
Right.
But anyhow, upcoming this week, we've got three theatrical releases. It's a big old week in the movie theater, funnily enough.
Nice.
So first up, we've got Scream 6, which, it's the second film after Wes Craven died, and they're just moving the franchise to New York now, where the anonymous characters from the last Scream movie are somehow still there, and for whatever reason, they decided to kill off David Arquette in 5, and Neve Campbell didn't come back for 6, so it's just Courtney Cox.
I can't believe it's been 6 already.
Yeah, I know. Man, I'll tell you what. Wes had a great idea by making these movies into big old jokes about Hollywood and not just about slasher movies.
Right.
And it just shows you, man. Once it just becomes them, you know, saying like, oh, this is a trope over and over again, it just gets really boring.
Yeah.
I saw the movie last night. It's not good, but, you know, I understand that horror fans have a long-standing connection to Ghostface and want to see how this turns out. So I hope you find something that you really enjoy in it. It comes out in theaters on Friday, and let's move on. Next up, we've got Champions, which is Woody Harrelson starring as a coach of a high school basketball team and leading them to glory. The only catch is that this high school basketball team is not well suited to his skill set because they are all people with disabilities. And Woody Harrelson overcomes prejudice, has lots of laughs along the way and whatnot. It's directed by one of the Farrelly brothers. And one thing I've always been interested by in the Farrelly movies is how surprisingly inclusive they are. And I mean that in the sense of back even when they were making like offensive style stuff, you know, stuff that was like, we look at Shallow Hal today, right? And we go, oh my God, how can you make such a fat phobic movie or whatever? But if you look back at every movie they made as a duo, they have significant roles reserved for people with genuine handicaps.
Yeah.
And they go out of their way to try and include them as normal, well-meaning members of the cast in whatever way that they can. And I think that's dope. So, who knows what this is going to be? It's another chance for Woody to open his mouth and spout off on stuff on SNL. So that's sustained variety in the Hollywood Reporter for a couple weeks.
Right.
But it's a remake of a Spanish language movie from 2018. You know, it's sort of like Coda. They're basically following the script for Coda.
Oh, okay.
Because Coda is a remake of a French film.
Yeah.
And so they went out and they bought the rights to a Spanish movie with some relation to some form of differently abled person. And they just took it from there. They just happened to put Woody in charge of this one and a Farrelly brother.
Interesting.
So that comes out in theaters on Friday. You've probably seen the advertisements all over ESPN and whatnot. And I think it looks like a pretty swell little time, although only time will tell if that's actually the truth. And now we're going to get to my personal favorite, the movie I'm most excited for this week. I'll tell you what, this movie is just sounds so blisteringly stupid that I am just salivating at the chance to watch this movie. And that is, of course, 65. You know, they always say that. They always have to say it like that. 65 in the trailers. And that is a movie that is basically the ancient aliens hypothesis, only instead of, you know, in Prometheus, you had giant, tall, crazy, muscled, ripped white guys, you know, coming down from outer space to turn themselves into DNA to seed planets and whatnot. Well, this time you've actually just got one of those tall, giant, crazy white guys crashed on Earth in the time of the dinosaurs. And instead of looking like an Adonis, he looks like Adam Driver. So basically it's after crash landing on Earth 65 million years ago, alien humans discover that they are not alone in this universe and they have dinosaurs. So Driver has to save himself and a young girl from being eaten by a variety of critters. And yeah, I'm so stoked for this movie. I can't even tell you about it. Like, I don't care if it's, you know, balderdash or unrealistic or who knows or whatever. I mean, honestly, like, it's just very fun. It's like the 1 million years BC, RIP Raquel Welch, you know, where you have these great faux historical dramas that have this, you know, great sci-fi twist and tinge to them. And I'm absolutely excited for it. I can't wait to watch Adam Driver pump lead into T-Rex's face.
Yeah, I feel like he'll be good in that. I feel like they'll be good.
Yeah. No, and I love it. I love it when they go, when actors of his stature, you know, real, honest, you know, G actors who are like, you know, work on either big old franchise films and then work on the side with real crazy artists and whatnot. And I love it when they go out and they make something that's just straight up doofy like this is. So,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, but 65, that hits theaters on Friday, and I don't think they're screening it for critics, so I'm going to be there on Thursday night.
Nice.
Yeah, anyhow, but I think it's a good week. I mean, you've got your horror callback, you've got your heartwarming comedy drama, and you've got yourself what looks to be the greatest movie ever made.
Yeah, it's perfect. And if you're going to be watching the Oscars, read Nick's gambling article. You could do that. Or if you don't care about the Oscars, you can go see one of these movies.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'll tell you what. You know what the best possible time to go to a movie is? During the Oscars.
That's
telecast.
So true.
Nobody's there.
It's a good point.
I mean, it's going to be even crazier this year because everyone's waiting for the slap, man. Everybody's waiting for the next thing that's going to happen. I did a cursory search to see who the Oscars host was this year in writing this article. And, of course, it's Jimmy Kimmel, but yeah. I happened to look in there, and some variation of every single top result in the Google search was being asked what he would do if someone slapped someone at the Oscars.
Right, of course, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, it's so funny that there's literally nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. Right. All right. So whatever you're watching this weekend, enjoy. And thanks so much, Nick. We'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you then, Kevin.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.